that's right. It's Thursday afternoon. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and this afternoon we have Kendall Adams, who is the program coordinator for the Commercial Arts and Professional Clay out there at Piedmont Technical College. How you doing today, Kendall?
Doing great, Ann. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. It's good to have you here. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. In fact, I think the last time we had you on the show, you were working with the Burton clients out there doing photography, and they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, we did a photography camp. It was quite fun.
Absolutely. And I know some of them are still are still taking pictures and still working with the cameras. That's great. Yeah, that was a great program. I think in my file here I even still have some of the pictures here from when you were on, but any opportunity to do any more of that?
Absolutely. Any type of community involvement that we can participate in, we're for that.
Absolutely. That would be great. All right. But right now, how long have you been out at Piedmont Tech as the program coordinator now?
Just about 4 years now.
4 years. I remember talking to you over the time, and you kept telling me, just give us a little more time. Just give us a little more time. How's the timing now, Kendall?
Timing's great now. The program's doing quite well. We're showing increased enrollment in all the different certificates and looking for more students.
Looking for more students. Well, that's great. So what exactly does commercial arts have to do with?
Commercial arts is, it actually encompasses a lot of things. We cover photography, desktop publishing, illustration, digital rendering, gaming development, and advertising design. That would be the commercial arts. Mm-hmm. We go out recruiting to schools, and one of my favorite things to do is to ask the students to look around the room and tell me one thing that a designer has not touched at some point. And it's virtually impossible to do that. So, you know, they spend the next 5 minutes asking questions of what about this or what about this. Even bricks have been touched by a designer.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, you know, between that and engineering, I don't think there's anything left, is there?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Maybe some finished painting.
Okay. All right. Well, now, I am just curious, as a second career, are people coming back into that field?
Yes, we do have a lot of people that are displaced workers looking for a new start. We have a lot of homemakers that have decided they need a second income in the family, so they're coming back to school to learn a trade, and works out pretty well for them. One of the things that we encourage all of our students in the commercial arts and professional clay programs is to always keep in mind that, you know, they need to be looking towards business, so we encourage all the freelance opportunities that come their way.
And do they get a lot of opportunities out there at Tech?
They do. First semester or so, we try and limit them. Mm-hmm. You know, don't want to let them out of the box until we think they're ready. But if we
want a good relationship out there in the community.
Yeah, we want to be well thought of. And in order to do that, we need to make sure they've got a little bit of training under their belt to make sure that they're covering all the bases.
Well, you know, one of the things about that would give them the experience to know how it is to really work in the real world.
Absolutely.
And that's a big issue, particularly if you think of yourself as a creative person.
Well, just because you're creative doesn't mean that everybody's going to agree with your creativity. So you have to develop a little bit of a thick skin, and you've got to develop an understanding of the business world and be willing to accept somebody else's opinion. Time will tell if you're right or wrong, and if you turn out being right, then it'll come back to you in good ways.
Sure. Well, I know that you said that there's actually opportunities even with this program for interns. If somebody's listening out there, let's talk a little bit about how the intern program does work.
Okay. One of the opportunities that's available for students is to take what's called a cooperative work experience course. And basically that involves the student going out, researching the market, looking for a placement just as if they were looking for a job, and requesting an internship with a particular business or company. Mm-hmm. It usually lasts for anywhere between 40 and 80 hours. And while they're in their internship, the instructors at Tech are kind of there to oversee things, make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And really the only thing we ask out of the employers is an update weekly and a progress report, and then some form of verification that the student performed up to the level that they were expected to.
Absolutely. So this is a great opportunity, and it's a win-win for the community and for the student at Piedmont Tech.
Absolutely. I think it's probably as large a benefit for the student as it is the participating company, because it really puts them in a real-world environment.
Now, if a company is interested, should they contact you? How does this work?
They can contact me directly at the school, okay. Or they can just call the school, and the school will route them to me.
Okay.
Any way they want to get in touch with us, we're welcome to talk to them.
Now, what's your number out there at Piedmont Tech?
My direct line is 941-8474, and my email is adams.k@ptc.edu.
That's great. So, that's a thing I think a lot of people don't realize, that there are some possibilities. If you had a special project you were trying to do, whether it be a redesign of a brochure or a business card, or any of those type of projects would qualify, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be done under the guise of a cooperative work experience program. If, for instance, we've had local businesses contact us and say, you know, I'm really struggling with this, I need some billboards done, or I'm trying to come up with a new poster to promote this product. Do you have anybody that could help me? Several choices. We can either find somebody specifically to help with that one project, or we can bring it in and introduce it as a class project to give the business several options to look at. So if we can incorporate that into the program, if it's done, you know, if it fits with what we're doing at that particular time, we like to try and do that, because that's even more real world.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds terrific. Well, it looks like you've come a long way, baby.
We have.
Well, that's great. Now, when you talk about, you were talking about desktop publishing, you're talking about the photography aspect, and how long a course is this to getting a certificate?
Every certificate that we offer is based on a 3-semester rotation. A lot of students choose to complete in 3 semesters. Some students will take 4, 5, or even 6 semesters to complete based on their available time.
Okay, so now do you take just classes in this, or do you have to take like some business classes? Do you have to take some general classes?
Well, if you're going for your certificate, you only have to take curriculum-based courses. If you're going for your associate's degree or are considering transferring to a 4-year institution, then you would want to go with the associate's, which requires you to take gen ed courses also.
Okay, but how's the money? You know, money is always. A couple of weeks ago, I had Michelle Liggett from the massage therapy program.
Mm-hmm.
She said they don't have enough students to fit the placements that are needed. How are things in the commercial arts section?
Locally, there's really not that many opportunities for what you would call a traditional commercial artist. But regionally, there are a significant number of opportunities. And most of our students come into the program knowing, and some of them hoping, that they'll have the opportunity to move without Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go outside a little bit. Charlotte, Greenville, Columbia, Anderson, Aiken, Charleston. All of these places have a much more significant market than we do.
So if somebody was looking this as either as a second career or as a beginning career, it has good possibilities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, okay. Particularly if you're willing to do freelance work, because freelance, you can work from home, deal via phone and email, and still accomplish the same things.
Wow. All right. Well, we are here with Kendall Adams. Hey, if you have a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Pick up that phone, give us a call, ask a question. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. You know, I was just asking Kendall if one can take just classes without being enrolled in a certificate program, and you were just telling me yes.
Absolutely. We have students all the time that come in just to take, for instance, a drawing class, or they might have a specific need for photography, or they just want a refresher in photography, and they'll come in and just take one course. or they think they're just going to take one course. It always turns out to where they take several.
So are you saying you get them hooked?
We do.
Well, that's great. Now, are these classes day classes, night classes, combination, any of them online?
The combination that we are working with currently is primarily day classes. We have several classes that are scheduled to come online within the next two semesters. Being a visual arts curriculum, sometimes online courses are a little bit tough to manage.
Sure.
But we do have extremely good online course management with the D2L program, which all of our students use. And it gives the instructor access to not only graphics, but audio as well, should they need to use that in teaching.
Okay. And what about kids that want to, kids, adults, young clients, whatever we call them now today, what about those that want to go on and go to go into a four-year program? There's a two-year program too, is there?
There is. We encourage everybody to at least consider going with the associate's degree track, because that gives them the option upon completion to transfer to a four-year university and complete their bachelor's degrees.
Now, you were telling me about
Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yes.
Right. We've had several students that have successfully transferred to SCAD, and that is the Savannah College of Art and Design, and that's an amazing school. It's the number one art school in the world today. They have four locations across the world. They have Savannah, Atlanta, La Crosse. I can't remember the name in France.
La Croix.
So, I think so.
Right.
And then they have Hong Kong. But having that, you know, wide a variety of locations to go to school is helpful when you're in the art field, because it gives you additional exposure. But we have had three students transfer to SCAD successfully. They went in as second semester sophomores. And that represents about a $40,000 savings to either them or their parents, whoever happens to be footing the bill.
Sure. And you know, that is one thing, you know, that makes Piedmont Tech so affordable for those that are trying to get an education or even get those first 2 years under your belt before you do transfer to that four-year school.
It's extremely cost effective. And obviously, that's one of the larger recruiting points that we stress whenever we're out in the schools and talking to people in the community. But I can assure you that the quality of education is no less.
Well, we can tell that because you just won this prestigious Bellwether Award, right?
Yeah, Piedmont Tech was a finalist last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, out of all of the submitting schools, two-year schools across the country, Piedmont Tech came in first place. And that's a sign of overall excellence across the board, academic, fiscal, everything.
That's a huge award.
It really, really is. Yeah. It really is.
So what do you attribute the ability to do this? Because that takes a lot of coordination. That takes a lot of effort. What do you attribute the ability to pull this off, for lack of a better way to say it?
I really think it comes down to leadership. We have an amazing leadership structure at the school led by Dr. Brooks and, you know, his staff under him. They keep us very, very highly motivated. And the culture there is one that is there to support the students. And we make sure that the students know that. And we have the benefit of smaller class sizes. We have the benefit of a much more cost-effective way for the students to go to school. We teach exactly the same things that they would find at other schools. But it's in a little bit more friendly environment. They're never a number with us. And, you know, the leadership has given us all the tools that we need to make sure that the students accomplish their goals and are able to move on with their education.
Besides, you have to walk pretty fast to keep up with Dr. Brooks.
Yes, you do. Yes.
I know. That's right. So, well, that is terrific, and that is a huge accomplishment. I don't think sometimes when a really big award comes down, sometimes it's hard to get it out there so that people really know how huge that award is.
It is, and to be honest, just seeing the reaction of the staff and faculty at the school when we were notified that the school had won the award, everybody had a huge sense of pride in that accomplishment. So it was quite special.
Absolutely. Well, Piedmont Tech certainly is a leader in education right here in Greenwood. They also, of course, have you get out and recruit, don't you, from the high schools and this type of thing.
Absolutely. We'll take any opportunity to recruit for our courses. We normally go out into the high schools, but we also go into the middle schools, Sometimes getting their attention a little bit earlier is not a bad thing. Just takes a little extra time, and it pays off huge dividends, you know, down the road.
Is there a bridge program or something for this for the computer arts?
There's several bridge programs in place at the school, but in terms of having the high school or even the middle school students gain an interest and then actually enroll in the school, there's several programs. We have the dual enrollment program, which is in several of the area high schools, and then some of the schools are working with the middle college program. Those two programs alone, if the students are able to enroll in them and gain those credits, that can be a very, very significant cost savings to the parents.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it sounds like it just sounds like everything's coming up roses over there.
It really is. It's a great place to be.
It's a great place to be. And hey, you know what is happening today, this afternoon? The Newberry campus, the old Walmart down there in Newberry, has been transformed. I haven't seen it, but you were telling me about it. What, 5:30 today, they're going to cut the ribbon.
It's absolutely beautiful. You would never know that it had been a Walmart at some point in its life. It's very spacious, contemporary.
53,000 square feet. I think that's an additional 30,000 square feet, if I remember the article correctly.
It's huge, and it's got room to grow. You know, the different things that will be located in that building. They will have the best of the best to work with, and students going in there will have the best of the best to work with.
Now, and that came about, too. Didn't they get some type of a big grant?
There were several grants that were put in place working in conjunction with the Newberry County Council and the local governments there.
Absolutely. So you have an excellent program here. We're talking the commercial arts. We're also talking professional clay. When we come back, now we're going to talk more about professional clay, but the clay program is actually down in Edgefield.
Yes, it is. It's in our Edgefield Center.
And that's actually where pottery started, right?
It's one of the premier places in the history of pottery.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting that you were able to build a place there and have it there.
Well, as much as I'd like to take credit for being part of the building of that program, I wasn't. We had several extremely good people that were in charge of that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they've left the college, but the instructors that they put in place, I was fortunate to be able to work with and learn some additional information about pottery and how things could progress in terms of people getting a degree in pottery.
Sure.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, pottery, it's interesting that we have a pottery program when you consider that there is a lot of interest up in the mountains, like in Asheville and Hendersonville and some of the schools up there. It's really unique to have one right in Edgefield, isn't it?
Well, we were fortunate in that we were able to actually borrow one of the instructors from that area to have him come down.
I interviewed him, yes.
Yeah. Gary's a great guy. Yeah. And he spent 5 years with us and felt like he needed to go back home where his family and everybody was, and understand that completely. But Edgefield has a very strong place in the history of pottery. And
I think it's called Edgefield Pottery, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Right.
And, you know, there's been books written about it. We've had colleges from all over the country come down to do archaeological excavations.
And there's some huge pieces down there in the museum, Columbia, the museum down there. We saw some of the pieces when we were down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces from Dave the Potter, primarily, I don't think he ever had any idea that his work would be so famous or so costly.
Yeah, if he was here today, he'd be going, wow.
Yeah, he would be.
Show me the money.
But given the conditions and the tools that they had to work with, what they were able to produce was actually amazing.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the pottery program. It is a three semester.
There's two certificates. Each one is three semesters each.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. When we come back, we're going to also talk about how is enrollment. You know, we've seen some figures out there of some other schools where enrollment is actually down. How is enrollment out there at Piedmont Tech?
Currently, we're up 32% since 2008, and I think we're the only school in the state that can make that claim.
Are you busting out at the seams?
No, we have room for more, and we're always looking for, you know, new students, always.
That's terrific, 32%. That means
since 2008.
2008. That's terrific. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk more with Kendall Adams. If you've got a question for him, hey, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Hey, and what's your telephone number again, Kendall, if they want to call out there to the school?
941-8474.
Okay.
And the email is adams.k@ptc.edu.
There you go. Hey, we'll be back after the news. Don't you go away.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Kendall Adams. He's the Commercial Arts and Professional Clay Program Coordinator out there at Piedmont Tech. We're talking about a lot of different aspects. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the professional clay, then we're probably going to go back to some of the commercial arts because there's some fascinating stuff there. Now, as far as the clay program, that is down in Edgefield. They have a full studio down there?
They do. It's called the Creative Center for Creative Economies. It's located in our Edgefield Center. And when you walk in the door, there's not another facility like it in the state. It's very open, very airy facility. We've got room for 18 wheels within this room, potter's wheels. We also have a slab table, a roller table. We've got extruding devices. The entire building has been dedicated to pottery. We have a kiln room with three kilns in it. We have a glazing room. We have a mixing room. So there's a classroom for teaching. There's an area dedicated to photography of your pottery pieces. And it's just really a very, very nice facility.
You know, one of the things that really has been a really, really a great program is the fact that they do empty bowls with the soup kitchen. And so many of the potters that have actually learned their pottery down there in Edgefield donate the wonderful bowls and whatnot.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of potters living here in Greenwood that went through the program in Edgefield. And I think all of them actually participate in the empty bowls program. I know Donna Boyage and Laura Baczynski and Beverly Burton. There's just quite a few that have gone through the program that have really done some amazing things with it.
Absolutely, and that just helps the soup kitchen. But now, truthfully, as far as being a potter, can you make money at that?
Obviously, you can make money at it, but it's a little bit of a niche market, and you need to understand that based on your geographic location, you may increase or decrease your opportunities to make money in pottery. Anytime you're in a crafty area, chances go up pretty good.
I know Asheville has a huge market for
they
it.
They have a tremendous market for it, right.
Absolutely.
Down along the coast is a pretty good market. Anywhere you've got a touristy type environment where you have the ability to keep your pottery out in front of the public, the chances are very good.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked about the pottery. Of course, we've said that's a three-semester program. And usually, don't they twice or three times a year they sell their pottery?
Two times a year.
Right?
Once in the spring, once in the late fall, right before Christmas, they'll have a pottery sale. And normally, it's quite a sale. They have an amazing selection of works from all the students and the instructor available for purchase. We have drawings and door prizes, and it's developed into a very nice little tradition where the community looks forward to it and they make plans to go to it, you know, for Christmas presents and things like that.
Sure. Now, the money that is raised from that goes to?
A percentage goes back to the students, and then a smaller percentage goes back to the school for pottery and other scholarships through the foundation.
Now, that brings up an interesting question. Can one get a scholarship to learn how to do pottery?
There are no dedicated pottery scholarships, mm-hmm. but over the years I've learned that there's an amazing amount of scholarship money available, not necessarily within our community, but it's available to anybody if you just go out there and look for it.
Sure. You know, that's one thing about Piedmont Tech. They are real good at helping you find all the monies that you need to find. Becky McIntosh and
yes.
that group up there just does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, we've got a tremendous staff that supports the students in every way possible.
That's true. So if you are interested in getting into the commercial arts or professional clay, is this just a young person's job, or, you know, can we take older people in this?
No, we have an extremely diverse age range in the program. We'll get as low as 17, and we have had as high as 73 years old. And a little bit of a challenge for them because technology is not necessarily their friend, but they come in with a high level of confidence and a high level of interest, and they normally do pretty well.
That's terrific. You know, and I've heard through other programs that it is terrific to have an older person communicating with a younger person, and their experiences and their life experience actually help so many of the younger people, as well as the younger people's position on things for the second time around student.
Well, the younger people tend to gain confidence from being exposed to and dealing with the older person.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe that the older person gets more out of it, because I've had several of them tell me that that's the best thing I've ever done. It makes me feel young, you know, makes me feel alive again. So we do have a lot of fun in these courses. Everything we do is project-based. So, you know, you're going to see the occasional test. You're going to have a quiz every now and then. But for the most part, the work that you produce is what you'll be graded on. So, you know, when you've got somebody that's a significantly different age than a traditional student, and you give them that assignment, they have a different viewpoint. They have a different...
come at it differently.
They do. It's a completely different mindset. So watching the interaction between the two, sometimes it can get pretty competitive.
Well, you know, and I guess one of the other things is the fact that you have so much good equipment out there.
We have an amazing facility. Over the past 4 years, we've made significant upgrades. We have a dedicated Macintosh graphics lab, which has 26, 27-inch iMacs that are as highly configured as they can be. We have a dedicated PC lab that has extremely high-end PCs. Both of those rooms are equipped with Promethean smart boards so that it gives the instructor the ability to teach to the highest level possible through the incorporation of graphics and audio. We have a hand skills room where our instructor teaches drawing and illustration and painting. We have a photography studio that they've never had out there before, and it's fully configured, set up. We can shoot tabletop, we can do food, we can do portraits, we can do small groups. Pretty much anything that we need to do, we can accomplish right there.
Wow, that's terrific. That is fabulous. You know, I need to make a trip out there and see what you've got out there. It's been a while.
Well, I'd love to have you come out, but I would encourage anybody that has an interest in the program to feel free to give me a call or email and just schedule an appointment, and I'll be glad to give you a tour.
Absolutely. That's phenomenal. Now, do you ever feel the need to go back to school yourself?
I would love to go back to school, but I don't have the time.
You don't have the time. I just was thinking with the technology and the way things are moving fast, it has to be hard from a teacher's perspective just to keep up.
Well, we do an awful lot of professional development at Piedmont Tech. It's very much encouraged by the staff and the faculty. And Dr. Brooks thinks highly of professional development, so we like to try and stay abreast of as much technology as we can. One of the ways that we've done that through the commercial arts is to maintain subscriptions to some of the top websites in the world in terms of tutorials and training. In addition to that, we're encouraged to attend regional events that are in our curriculum. So we try and stay abreast of things. Last year, I was fortunate to be invited to what's called a SCAD Educators Week.
Mm-hmm.
And SCAD you know, had me come down. We went to Atlanta for 3 days, and then we went to Savannah for 3 days. And at the end of that 6 days, to be honest, I did want to go back to school. You know, they
had your head swimming.
SCAD has amazing facilities. And not that we don't have an amazing facility, but having gone through and gotten a Bachelor of Fine Arts, you know, from an art school, being back in that environment just felt extremely comfortable. And it's something that once you've experienced it, you want to get back into it. So part of what we try and do at Tech is cultivate that same environment. And the benefit of going to something like the SCAD Week for Educators is that you come back refreshed and ready to go, you know, hit home runs again.
Absolutely. You know, I think they started that school, I think, in either 1979 or 1980. And we were actually living in Savannah when that school opened.
It has not been open that long. You're absolutely right. And the transformational effect that SCAD has had on Savannah mm-hmm. is absolutely amazing. There's no part of Savannah that they have not touched. And now that they've branched out into Atlanta, mm-hmm. And then they have their school in La Crosse, France, and then they have the one in Hong Kong, they just are extremely proactive in making sure that they do everything they can to give the students every possible tool they need. And as much as I'd like to, we can't really mirror what SCAD does, but we can certainly learn from them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think one of the things that I like about what you do out there is every project that they do out there is building a portfolio.
Yes.
And, you know, that's one of the things that if you're going to be in this field, you've got to have a portfolio.
Yeah, they cannot graduate from any of our 5 certificates without going through portfolio. It's one of the capstone courses they have to take before they graduate. And it is very intense. We tell them from the day they enroll at Piedmont Tech in our program that every piece of work they produce is to be considered portfolio work, and it should be the best quality they're capable of making. So when they get to the portfolio course, you know, they have to begin the process of culling this down and, you know, really being their own worst critic and saying, as much as I like that, it's got to go because it's not the best I can do. So, you know, when you've got 150 pieces of work and you can only put 16 to 20 in your portfolio, it's decision time, and sometimes they have a real struggle with that.
I think it's just great that, you know, that that's emphasized from the very beginning all the way through the course. I think that's terrific because sometimes I've seen students that have come out of other schools and they haven't had a portfolio or they've tried to put it together and they really didn't know what to put in it.
Right. Well, we hope to guide them correctly in doing that. But the thing that makes the biggest difference in portfolio is after they've spent an entire semester putting this thing together and they've got it spits polished and shined and it's ready to go, they have to go through an exit interview with a panel of instructors and local business people that actually interview them as if they were getting a job. And it is cutthroat.
Cutthroat.
It really is. You know,
you don't sugarcoat it?
Nope.
Nope.
At that point, every word should be properly spelled. All the punctuation should be correct. There should be all straight edges, no mistrimmed cuts. Professional in appearance. Everything has to be the way it should be when you go to apply for a job.
I guess what you're saying is that when a student leaves Piedmont Tech out of the commercial arts program, they're ready to go?
They are.
That's cool. That is very cool. To be able to take a 3-semester and get a certificate or the 2-year associate's program, that is terrific. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Kendall Adams. He is the program coordinator for the Commercial Arts and Professional Clay. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about photography. What do you need to be in photography in today's world? Hey, you'll be surprised. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right here at Short Facets Gallery. And I got to take us back a little bit, Kendall, because I remember when I met you, you were at the mall. What was it, Camera America?
Camera America in the mall, absolutely. Yeah.
Demonstrating and selling cameras and just having a good time there.
I was. I really enjoyed that job. I got to do what I love and help other people out, you know, teaching them a little bit about photography and helping them find better equipment.
Absolutely. And that was down now where Honey Baked Ham was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was a long time ago, yeah. So
old times.
But since that time, you know, we were talking about cameras earlier, and I was asking, do you have to have a camera? You were telling me about the first camera that you actually bought that was cutting edge.
Yeah, I bought Nikon 990. It was a 3.5 megapixel camera, and at the time, it was the camera to have. And
it I paid
almost $2,000 for that camera. And today, cell phones have 8 and 12 megapixel cameras in them, and you can get.
You said top you came across it the other day,
yeah,
right? And just looked at yourself and went, "What happened here?"
Exactly. You can get top of the line cell phone today with a 12 megapixel camera for $200, and it's just a difference in technology, but. Having that camera was the little extra push I needed at that time to make the jump to digital. And I haven't looked back ever since. I still love and appreciate conventional or traditional photography, meaning film-based. But the technology today has progressed to the point where digital really is the equivalent. You'll hear people say that it doesn't have the same tone or the same feel to it, and to some degree that's true, but in the hands of a skilled photographer, it's hard to tell the difference.
Now, when you take the photography course or courses out there, do you have to have a camera, or how does this
yes,
work?
Yes, we do recommend, actually require, that they have a digital single-lens reflex camera. In a nutshell, that means that you can change the lenses on the camera. With film going away, you have more of an expense up front with the camera purchase, but you don't have any of the subsequent expense with developing.
That's right. And, of course, then do you also teach the programs to be able to enhance
Absolutely.
And work with?
As integral parts of the course, particularly with photography, you're exposed to Adobe Photoshop. And the school maintains licenses for all the current versions of the Adobe Creative Suite, which would be CS6. And that's available to the students in every class we teach.
Now, so you're telling me I couldn't take this class with my smartphone here?
Not necessarily true. What we encourage the students to do is to get the digital SLR, but at all times keep a camera with them.
Yes.
Well, when you can carry a cell phone that has an 8 to a 12 megapixel camera with you, that'll work.
Yeah,
you know, the best camera is the one that you've got with you.
Yeah, if you miss that picture, it just doesn't really matter what you carried, right?
Technology today, and this was extremely clear to me the other day when we had the meteor incident in Russia. And I was not aware at the time that most people in Russia have dash cams to protect themselves in the case of crime or something like that. But it recorded all of the, you know, different angles of this meteor coming in. And because those people had cameras with them, they captured those shots. The chances of getting those same shots would be slim to none if we didn't have that much technology available to us. So I do encourage my students to carry some form of camera with them at all times, because you cannot take a picture without it.
Now, what about the since everybody does have cameras in today's world, what about the possibility of making money as a photographer today?
There's a very good chance of making money in photography. There's a lot of people that say, well, you know, the market's saturated, and I would agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never be the person that kills somebody's dream by saying, no, there's too many photographers in the area. You should not be interested in this. I think it's a situation where you train them and you give them as much information as you can, and they find a market. They might find a very specialized niche market, or they might just go out and be a general photographer. But chances of them staying in Greenwood are not necessarily that good. If they're younger, they're going to move away. If they're older, they're probably going to do it as a hobby anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So freelance income or actual business, you know, storefront-based income is a very good possibility with photography. Photography today is used for everything. We're a visual society.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you sell something, chances are they want a picture of it. If you're doing any type of marketing or advertising, you have to have graphics to go along with. So photography is it's almost a necessity these days.
And does the photography, is that a separate program or is that under your commercial arts?
It's one of the certificates that is offered under the commercial arts program.
Okay. All right. Now, we're almost out of time. You happened to be telling me about doing a Mayan calendar.
One of the courses that we teach is Seminar in Graphic Arts. And in that course, you get an exposure to 12 or 13 different styles of art. And by styles, I mean periods of art like Greek, Mayan, or areas, geographic areas like African. You might find something, Celtic art. And in going through the exposure to all these different forms of art, you really get a mini art history course out of it. But we did the Mayan calendar as one of the periods, and it was just kind of coincidental that the world was supposed to end this past December.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the students says, well, the world didn't end. And I said, well, if you'll do your research, you'll discover that that was just the end of a cycle. It wasn't the end of the world. And so they really got into it, you know, and when they do this work, we ask that all of the students' work be original. That means no sourced work from the internet. So it's not copy and paste. They're actually asked to draw these things,
wow,
either freehand or using the software. And I'll be honest, the results were absolutely amazing. You know, they researched it. They understood that there's a long cycle and a short cycle to the Mayan calendar. And they learned the names. They learned the way the calendars rotated in opposite directions. They learned everything about it. So, again, you know, they're learning a little bit more than just the art. They're learning how to research these items and understand them so that they can adequately communicate them.
Well, we were talking about the importance of research, and it's not just doing art.
No. Research is an integral part of any commercial artist arsenal.
If it's on the internet, it must be true.
If only that were true. In order to effectively do anything, they have to understand as much or more than what the client knows.
Well, again, let's just, we are almost out of time. If somebody is interested in, let's talk a little bit about the intern program and real quick, so those that might have tuned in late. There are possibilities of doing that. If you've got a project or something, you're trying to update your business or whatever, you'd love to talk to them and see if it could be even a class project.
Right. We do try and work with the community any way possible. We can't accommodate all requests, but if we have a request that fits either with the curriculum we're currently teaching or we have an available student that might be able to work on that, we always like to try and entertain those requests. And if anybody's interested, they can reach me directly at Piedmont Tech. My number is 941-8474, and my email is adams.k@ptc.edu.
Absolutely. Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Kendall, so nice to have you on. It's been long overdue, and thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So if you want more information, how about contact Piedmont Tech? That's ptc.edu. You can also talk to Kendall directly, 941-8474, or send him an email, adams.k@ptc.edu. That's going to do it for me. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back in the morning, so make sure you tune it in and make sure you keep it right here on WCRS 1450 AM.net. Bye-bye, everybody.